Chapter 40. Luna City Majestic Theater.
Okay, said Jake. This is just, it's crazy. How did it get us to prep the ship for it?
Callie pounded on the theater door again. Because it knew. It knew we were scared. It knew how we'd react. It knew what we had to work with.
Tessa, open the damned door!
I'm trying! The emergency seals are tough to undo for a reason.
Both of you just hang on for a minute.
A few more pops came from Jake's microphone.
I'm already past Gletty Boulevard and behind the hotel. Everyone take a few deep breaths and stay right where you are. Give me a couple of minutes to see if I can spot this thing before we blow another hole in the city.
Callie stepped back from the door.
Okay. Okay, just be quick.
I will.
Tessa, keep working on the doors.
Her breath echoed inside her helmet.
Tessa?
A quick cough came over the speaker.
Newbie,
Tessa said.
Where are you and Jake right now? Hello, Tessa. Jake and I have just left Gagarin Gate B. You haven't passed Gletty yet? That's correct, Tessa.
Just stay where you are, said Jake's voice. Everything's going according to plan.
Tessa!
Shouted Callie.
Open the damned door. I think I've got it, Tessa said. Step back, get off to the side of it. When the purge happens, it's going to depressurize the rest of the boulevard. Even at 42 kilopascals, you could get wedged in there and take a beating before it opens wide enough.
Callie shuffled away from the door and pressed herself up against the coming soon poster.
Okay, get ready. The purge is primed and set. Not sure how explosive it'll be, but be ready.
Tessa took a breath.
3, 2, 1.
The wall behind Callie trembled. A low howl sounded outside her helmet and faded away, accompanied by a duet of warning sirens and announcements. The wind nudged at her heels and thighs and arms and the suit's pack, prodding her toward the entrance. A scrap of paper whipped across the cobblestones and threw itself through the doorway. A second one followed it a few moments later. She blinked twice. When her eyes opened the second time, the avenue was silent. The gentle nudges had ceased. She swung herself around and lunged through the doorway into the theater. Whatever glory the Majestic might have had previously had vanished when the Lunacrete bulkheads making up its back wall blew out. The gaping hole stood more than 3 meters high and twice as wide. Callie bounded across the bare room, activating her suit's floodlights as she did. Her boots hit the floor for the third time and pushed her through the huge breach. Folding chairs, velvet drapes, and a tangle of white polyester covered the lunar surface, the contents of the Majestic, removed by one breach or both. Callie came down on a pile of chairs and stumbled over it. Her boot caught on an aluminum strut, and she dragged the chair after her for a moment. 2 kicks sent it flying back toward the hole in the wall. She lunged past the debris and landed on the other side of the fallen bulkheads. A pair of feet in dusty dress shoes stuck out from beneath one of the Lunacrete slabs.
"Where is it?"
she asked.
"Tell me you see it somewhere." "I don't," said Tessa. "I'm sorry, there aren't enough lights out there." "Give me a map to the Hathaway, then."
Another chair caught her leg. She shook her foot and felt one of the boot latches snap open. She twisted at the waist, brought her shoulders around, and looked down. The floodlights lit up the zombie on the ground, little more than skin and gristle wrapped around a skeleton. Its naked torso ended halfway down its ribcage. Its arms clutched at her boot and tried to flick the next latch open. She kicked it again, knocking it back into the remains of the projection screen. She swung her lights around and saw other dead people drifting toward her out of the darkness. Each turn revealed more of them. Their arms reached, their hands grasped. Callie rammed her way between 2 zombies and leaped across the landscape in long strides. Her boot came down on a conduit, slipped, and her bounds became an awkward dash across the landscape, the lunar gravity letting her outrun her tumble to the ground. The bright circles of the floodlights bounced back and forth, showing dark regolith, bare feet, and desiccated faces with pale eyes. A dead white woman in a dark gown appeared in the lights. Callie turned and slammed her shoulder into the zombie, knocking her back into the night. It helped bleed off some of her excess momentum.
Tessa, where's that map? I think I'm lost out here. I just sent it. It should be on your heads up in a second or two.
A figure in a spacesuit loomed in front of her, and her floodlights made its visor flare in the dark. Callie let out a breath, keyed her microphone, then noticed the spacesuit didn't have a left gauntlet. Pale, bare fingers stuck out from the end of the sleeve. The visor glare was from the coat of frost on the inside of the helmet. She pushed past the zombie, then another, and tried to get space for a few good bounds. Two dead men in funeral shrouds loomed in her path. She lumbered the other way and stumbled through a quartet of old women in dusty robes. A dead teen grabbed at her wrist. A bearded man with silver hair reached for her shoulders. A wide-nosed woman. A little boy in a bright blue suit. They'd caught her. She swung her arm like a club and knocked down two dead people. Her floodlights reflected off something a few meters away, all but invisible in the darkness. Some kind of scaffolding. Maybe construction or an antenna. Callie took two steps, kicked her leg out, and did a passable grand jeté, sailing over the undead. Her suit slammed into the scaffolding, and she threw her arms around it, grabbing at anything she could. She kicked and pulled herself up another 2 meters before she reached the top of the skeletal structure. She swung around and tried to tip her floodlights down at the base of the short tower. A quick count showed 14 zombies clustered below her, reaching up for her. She leaned back, letting the floodlight shine out away from the base, and saw another 9 or 10 shuffling her way. A faint ping sounded in her helmet, and a simple map of Luna City appeared on her heads-up display, showing her position and the Hathaway. The map rotated, flattened, and left a single, blinking targeting square on her visor, centered on a spot off to her left. She'd gotten turned the wrong way, trying to dodge all of the undead. 432 meters away. She looked down again. All of the gathered undead knew she was there. They clawed at the superstructure and the crossbeams and the wheels and the... wheels. Callie tightened her grip and swung around. She hadn't recognized its bare aluminum framework, too used to seeing a gravedigger in Osiris White. This one hadn't been assigned yet. She'd climbed right up one of the front legs. The resin tanks were off to her left. The cockpit sat a few feet away to her right. Callie heaved herself up and over the vehicle's skeletal frame, grabbing the bars around the cab. She pulled herself down into the driver's seat. She'd been working on a slightly older model than this one, but the dashboard layout looked pretty much the same. She slapped the console. The controls lit up, and a low buzz of power shook its way up through the seat, into her suit, and up her spine. She flicked a few switches and floodlights ignited around the gravedigger, lighting up the landscape for 70 or 80 meters in every direction. Zombies, as far as she could see. The harsh light made them look even paler as they stumbled forward. Past them all, far in the distance to her left, she saw something move the other way. It rolled and thrashed across the landscape, too massive for graceful movement even in the moon's low gravity. She watched it for 2 quick heartbeats before it slid into the dark, past the reach of the big lights. Callie grabbed the yoke and shoved it forward. The big machine shuddered and lurched into action. Its flat front smacked against a trio of zombies. 2 soared back, knocking down a handful of other undead clients. The 3rd fell to the side and vanished beneath the gravedigger's mesh wire wheels. Her fingers shifted on the grips. She leaned to the left and the machine leaned with her. A 6 more zombies bounced away from the gravedigger as it swung around, crushing a path through the horde. They pushed back in using their own bodies in a desperate attempt to stop or slow the machine. The blinking square in Callie's heads-up display slid toward the center of her visor, right where she'd seen the movement. She leaned into the yoke and cranked the gravedigger up to top speed.